Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. It's elaborate. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Backyard. This is Margaret, your host, and you're listening to Backyard Labrish. And I want to welcome all the listeners online as well as the listeners on the phone. And this evening, we have a very special guest. Those of you who got your promo know that we're still talking about education, and tonight we have such wonderful news to share with you about what's happening in that field and all that we have been doing. Oh, I know some of my listeners have been helping with this, but you know my whole focus is for the future generation, and we know that whether Jamaica or any part of the world, that the future really lies with the next generation. I mean, we did our part and we continue to do our part, but actually it's in the hands of the children, the young people. And the earlier we start with them, is the better off the whole world is going to be. So I have a lot of joy and pleasure in welcoming our guest this evening, because this particular organization has been on our show twice last year. And it's funny how time flies, because I can't even believe that we're almost near to Christmas. And for those of us who are out shopping, we know that we see the Christmas decorations already, even though it's not even Thanksgiving. So it's they're starting to remind us closer, you know, or a longer period. So it really gives us a chance to start thinking of what the season is all about. And I want to tell our listeners, I see my board is all lit up, that we're having a little technical difficulty at our headquarters tonight. So at first I couldn't see anybody's phone at all. Now I can see it. But if I am not, I don't think I'm able to open it up, but I'm going to try. So bear with me. And I'd like my guest, retired major, my board went dead again, so just bear with me. I just have to fill in here until it comes back. I don't know if the weather is bad where we're transmitting from tonight, but we might be a little, you know, on and off at times, so please bear with me. It hasn't come back yet, but I'm going to welcome Major Carl Chambers, who's president of the Integrity Children's Fund, And without any further ado, before we crash or something, I'm going to try to open up the mic for him. And I think I see a raised hand. So let me try and open up the mic and see what happens here. Okay, good evening. This is Margaret. Who do I have? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm opening up 770-917.
Yes, hi, Margaret. This is Chris Parker.
Oh, hi, Chris. Welcome to the show. Are you taking Mr. Chambers' place?
No, Carl, I think he was in queue to speak.
I don't see a raised hand. So, Carl, if you're there, would you please hit one on your telephone so I can open up the mic for you? Yes, now I see it, and I'm going to welcome you. So, Chris, if you want to talk to us again, just raise your hand again. I'm going to close the mic for a quick minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to have you say something about your part. Okay, now, Carl?
Yes, I'm here.
The mic is
good night, Margaret.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, and good night to your listeners as well. And it's a pleasure to be on your show once again.
It's a pleasure to have you. Because ever since I got your information, I've just been beaming with pride. And I think I gave the people on my list a little hint that we'd have some good news tonight. Because, you know, as you know, a lot of times even the things that are being circulated in our email are not things that we can always rejoice about our homeland, right? Land we love. So whenever there's good news, I just want to blast it out to the world, because we do have a lot of it. We just don't have a lot of it being circulated. So first, why don't you remind our listeners about your organization and your objective, when you started, and what you've been able to accomplish so far. So I'm going to just turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you so much, and good night again. As you said, I'm Carl Chambers, and I'm president of an organization called Integrity Children's Fund. We are an Atlanta-based organization in that we were formed here in Atlanta in 2002, and we operate virtually with the board being resident in Atlanta, but we have fundraisers across the United States, up and down the East Coast and even over in the West Coast. The organization, Integrity Children's Fund, was formed out of the recognition of what we call a very serious problem in Jamaica, and that is teenage illiteracy. Some estimates put teenage illiteracy at about 15% of boys who are teens as being functionally illiterate, and about 8% of girls who are teens who are functionally illiterate. Now, when you consider those numbers, then you realize for a developing country, we are in indeed a very bad and poor state. If we have so many of our teens being functionally literate, then how can we as a nation progress and compete in this world of technology and advanced knowledge? And so we consider this a very serious problem, and one that handicaps the growth of our nation, Jamaica, and which prevents it from being able to compete internationally. So the organization was started when we heard about Lorna Stanley, a wonderful woman of vision and of real deep commitment to her homeland, Jamaica, who lived in West Palm Beach many years ago, for some 19 years, and then went back to Jamaica to try and help. And she started a remedial school in Trenchtown to take in illiterate teenagers off the street and to teach them to read and write. And we heard about her story in 2002 and started to support her. Her school is called Operation Restoration Christian School, and we've been supporting her since 2002. And so out of her school came the need and the vision which Integrity now has of bringing hope and opportunity to the what we call the forgotten children of Jamaica. And these are indeed the teenagers who are functionally illiterate. So that is the problem that we are solving. and you know, and our vision.
And it's funny, as you say, not funny, but as you say, we're solving. And it came out of, I wanted to just remind people that what one person can make such a difference in the lives of many and can actually ignite passion, even if it's a few together, collectively, what can take place. So, you know, people always ask, you know, well, they talk about a problem and they feel they can't do anything about it. But there, here is this one person who, because of her passion, ignited you and your supporters. So I just wanted to make that point. So back to you.
Yes, that's a very important point. It really does take leadership, and in fact, Integrity Children's Fund has grown on based on the concept of leadership. And Lorna Stanley is a leader, a visionary, and so you're right. Out of her vision and the spark that she created came an organization like Integrity Children's Fund. Now, let me explain a little bit more about the organization. We have grown beyond just supporting Lorna Stanley School. And our mission is to go and support schools like hers across all 14 parishes of Jamaica so that there will be no illiterate teenagers who would not have access to education or to a school that will take them in and rehabilitate them. So that's our mission. So it has grown to be a national objective. So the organization is a 501c3 organization, and we raise funds primarily in the United States. And all the funds, therefore, that we raise are tax deductible. And we currently send somewhere in the region of about $55,000 annually to Jamaica to support three schools currently. And that is Lorna's School, which is called Operation Restoration. There's a Joytown Learning Center, which is a basic school. And the idea of supporting a basic school is that that's when children need to learn how to read and write. We don't want to them to get to the teenage years when they have not learned those essential skills. So by funding and supporting basic schools, then hopefully we will prevent the problem from occurring rather than trying to correct the problem after the fact. And then we also support, let me just back up again, Joytown Learning Center is in fact in Trenchtown, where Lorna School is supported, is located. And those two schools, Operation Restoration and Joytown Learning Center, taking children not only from Trenchtown but from the adjoining communities of Rima, Jungle, along the Spanish Town Road corridor, Maxfield Avenue. So this is Western Kingston, which is, as we know, a very troubled area and oftentimes a very violent area. The other school that we support is a rural school in the hills of St. Andrew in a district called Peter's Rock. And this school is called Peter's Rock Prep School. And this school caters to children from that rural farming community and has been around for, well, probably about 20 years. But it's a school that is not funded by government. It's a private school, but has great needs in terms of financial support to be able to continue to work. And so we support them. And they have had a tremendous impact on the community. So once again, you know, we're a 501c3 organization, and we, you know, our vision, as I've said before, is to bring hope and opportunity to these disadvantaged children of Jamaica.
Excellent. Well, now I know that you have another member of the board with us tonight.
That's
and
right.
I wondered if you would like to interact and sort of tell a little bit about what his part is. Because, you know, I know from experience that sometimes people have a desire to do something, but they're, you know, somebody else coming from the same background can sometimes stimulate them into changing their thinking or getting active in something. And so a little bit about your background sometimes helps, because people can have an affinity to whatever it is that you do.
Right.
So, Carl, you want to tell us a little bit about your background?
Okay, my background I was born in the beautiful city of Montego Bay, and grew up by the ocean. I moved to Kingston to attend high school, where I went to Excelsior. And after graduating from Excelsior, I joined the Jamaica Defense Force. I was commissioned as an officer in 1978, where I served for 20 years and retired in 1998. Having retired...
What a rank you retired at?
Yes, I retired as a major. And had a wonderful career in the Jamaica Defense Force. And interestingly, you know, Margaret, my introduction to Western Kingston and to Trenchtown and Rima and those areas came as a young officer, particularly in the 1980 elections, which was a very violent election in Jamaica, when I patrolled those streets and in search of gunmen. And it's amazing, you know, one of the lessons that I learned then and the reality of what I saw was just how little value life had, you know, in communities like that, because of poverty and the crime that comes out of that. And also, as I discovered later on in life, because of a high level of illiteracy.
Right.
And so you know, in patrolling those streets in night and day, you know, I learned about that community. And so nowadays, I do go back into those communities, but this time not with a patrol or with a gun, in search of gunmen, but this time really with love of Jesus, and as I like to say, with a few U.S. dollars, as we try to fund these schools to prevent teenagers becoming gunmen, and instead give them an education so that they can have a hope that they can have a career, that they can you know, support themselves and their families. So that's my background. I now live in Atlanta, Georgia, having retired from the Jamaica Defense Force. And it's after I came here to the United States that I discovered, you know, this need in Jamaica, and, you know, out of a sincere love for my homeland, wanted to help. And you know, that was part of the genesis of Integrity Children's Fund. Interestingly, we are an organization purely of volunteers. No one is paid. So we have a board, and we have some extremely talented and highly qualified folks on the board. And then outside of the board, we have fundraisers in cities like West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville. We have folks in Dallas, San Francisco, New York. And these are, you know, all virtual folks who, and we communicate over the internet, and, you know.
Right.
And, but they're busy raising funds for us, so that, you know, and that's how the organization has grown. So we really don't have a building, we're not traditional in terms of the structure of the organization. But, you know, and one of the very talented board members is our vice president, Dr. Chris Parker.
And Dr. Chris Parker is on the board, and I am just going to open up his mic and have him introduce himself. I'm sure that all the listeners, and one of the reasons I'm doing this, you'll be giving out your website and all of that in a minute, so that if anyone is listening on the board or online, I want to welcome you again to the Backyard. This is Backyard Labrish. We're here each week because our whole objective is to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. And that's what this, me and this website, is all about. And, you know, a lot of people feel that they're not going back to Jamaica to live. They're retired here or wherever, whatever part of the world they are, because our listeners click in from all parts of the world. I'd like to tell everybody on the board, you know, whenever you talk to a friend or send an email to a friend, you can introduce them to the Backyard and have them listen to any show that might have struck your heart or you want them to hear, because they're all archived and they can listen to any show they want. They just select the one. So you could use this medium to tell people that if they want to become part of your organization, regardless of where they are, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, for us, our website is www.integritychildrensfund.org, and it's a children with an S, Children's Fund, integritychildrensfund.org. We also have a 1-800 number, which is 800-304-2862. 800-304-2862. So once again, you can get in touch with us through our website, integritychildrensfund.org, or through our 800 number, 800-304-2862.
All right. With that, I would like to open up the mic and see if your vice president would like to give us a little bit about himself and see if some of his peers, when they come by or listen, would want to be part of your team. So your mic is open, sir.
And good night again, Margaret, and good night to all your listeners. So as Carol pointed out, we're part of this organization that we think God has kind of inspired us to prepare, I guess is the correct word, the seed here and send home and pray that it will grow there. My background, I was born on the clock in St. Andrew and grew up in a middle-class setting by Jamaican standards, even though my parents were from rural, poor backgrounds. As a consequence, I had a very good sense of the fact that there were others who didn't have as much, but didn't really understand that until I got engaged in inner-city ministry as a youngster in university. I had a significant spiritual reawakening experience at the University of the West Indies while I was doing my first degree there and felt that God had called me to inner-city ministry. And that was an eye-opener. I actually started doing teaching Sunday school to very young kids at about 4 o'clock in the evening in Denhamtown, Christopher Road. And then I would stay on after the classes were over and just kind of hang out on the corner with some of the teens and younger guys in the community, just talking and understanding the kind of life that they had, and realized very quickly how much different things were once you got past crossroads. It became a significant passion of mine, and even when I entered medical school, I believe that the Lord would have had me to kind of continue to minister there. So I was in Denhamtown, very close to where Lorna Stanley actually has her school, for about 8 years.
Interesting.
Just going down every Sunday, sometimes getting engaged in the middle of the week, organizing trips out of the community for some of these children. It's amazing to me that so many of those kids live in a beautiful country like Jamaica and never get past the boundaries of their community.
Wow.
So we made excursions to places like just the plazas, and it was amazing to see the looks on these kids' faces when they realized that they were still in their own country and not in foreign, as they thought. Exposure was something that, in my mind, was hard to find, and as a consequence, we had these children and their families living in, communities that had names that ended in pen, that they were living 7, 8, 9 in one small dwelling. And it was really very hard to understand, and very hard, I think, for them to understand the love of God in the setting. Notwithstanding that, did medicine. My heart has always been in terms of the service to the people who really need, and so I was engaged as the clinic physician at the church that I attended at the time. I went to Church on the Rock, and so for about 5 or 6 years as the clinic doctor, as they called me.
All right.
In Cassava Peace. And
wow.
Saw a lot of folks there.
What parish is that?
Yeah, still in St. Andrew.
In Cassava.
The Red Hills and Stony Hill.
Uh-huh.
And it was an eclectic mix. I realized the stark differences in terms of people in that small community. You had the very rich. I mean, to be very honest, there were folks who had really large homes on some of those hills. And then right as you got to the foot of the hill were the people who were living in zinc and cardboard dwellings.
Yes, I remember.
That is Jamaica. That is the nation that we love so dearly, a nation of differences, where there is in what is perhaps a decreasing number of folks the ability to have and provide for their children, and for a large number of people, the inability to do the same. And so I actually plugged in with Lorna. We met at the church I attended and quickly realized that she was continuing to do this amazing work there. And because I had previously engaged, just asked her to kind of lead me and guide me in terms of how I might help. And I spent a little bit of time on the board for Operation Restoration when I learned about the needs, probably learned too much about the nuances in about life in those communities, interacting with some of the dons and area leaders, just in an effort to try and see if we could move things further forward for their children. And so my heart and my passion has always been about the advancement of youth and the advancement of my own country. And when I think
of
our...
What do you do now?
I'm sorry?
What is your profession now?
Well, I never stopped being a physician, but I am a senior research associate at Georgia State University. I actually do a lot of work around health systems and change and transformation, as well as helping to link communities as they develop health systems and inform our policymakers here in the state of Georgia about health.
Wonderful. Yes. And one of the reasons I'm doing that, I know, you know, we have so many talented Jamaicans in all fields, all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes there are perhaps more Jamaicans scattered all over the world that are currently in Jamaica.
Right.
And I am hoping that by we doing the show and explaining our backgrounds and explaining our love, and I'm sure that the majority of them still have quite a love for the place they were born and raised. And, you know, we're all in our little world sometimes, but if we just step out and we hear other people's story, that love can blossom into the desire to help. And that's why I'm prodding and prying so that, you know, we can get a better feel for where you're coming from and what ignited your love, so that perhaps we can sort of start a little spark, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So I just want to commend you for following through with your passion, or, you know, what you thought, because it started in Jamaica, actually, before you came here.
Right.
And so you continued, and I understand that you're a big part of what goes on here.
Well, I'm not sure how big a part it is. I try and do at least a little bit. As you point out, I think most of us as Jamaicans, especially in the kind of post-colonial period, grew up living with family and your uncles, your aunt, your grandmother. When people left the house, it was like your parents found somebody else to bring inside. There was a sense of always sharing. And I think for many
right.
of us here, that hasn't left us. And when you add to that the fact that our entire country was, in essence, founded on principles that were godly. I mean, we look at the anthem and our pledge. There is something about doing for others who can't. I remember my mother used to tell me, we must always take care of the dumb animals. And so when we were ever around animals, there was something about not hurting or harming animals who couldn't defend themselves. And so I think we've all grown up in a situation where there is a tendency to want to help, and sometimes not always an ability or a full appreciation of how we might. And so I'm just very thankful for this opportunity to be able to participate through Integrity Children's Fund in helping to make life at least a little better for some of these children. And there's so many of them.
Right. All right. Well, who's going to give us good news? Because I'm so anxious to share that with our listeners. First, aren't you the Sarge?
Yes, I am Sarge.
Okay, so you want to tell us about Sarge, and then I'll go back to Carl to tell us the good news that we have to announce tonight.
Well, it might be that the two are connected. So as Sarge, and that name was actually a name given to me from a camp. I used to do Christian youth camps in Mandeville, And so that was one of the names. Now, that is the name that I've gone by for many years. Some people don't even know my real name, only because I figured myself as a sergeant in the Army of the Lord. And so Sarge has some ability with regards to drama. Did some of that while I was in high school, and every now and then I will dabble in it. And I try and use Jamaican-type comedy to point to things which are serious. And so since I've been here, I've been engaged in working with children, second-generation Jamaicans, in putting together multiple productions to tell the story of some of these children in Jamaica in an effort to raise awareness and at the same time a little bit of laughter. And so on December 13th, there'll be some opportunity for folks to see some of that work and some other talent coming from Jamaica when we actually put on this concert, our Christmas concert. This is the seventh year that we have done this, and so we're really very proud about this. And this year our concert is entitled Gwe, It's Christmas. And so we're hoping that folks who are listening might be able to commit to being there or commit to helping to support the cause. We will be featuring Carlene Davis and Junior Tucker, two stellar gospel singers in their own right, in our concert here in Atlanta on the 13th. It will take place at the Miller Grove High School Auditorium, starting promptly at 5 o'clock, and that's 5 o'clock American, not 5 o'clock Jamaican. And we are hoping to have a really good time there.
And is it one concert you're having or two?
Well, let me make Carl say that, because I think that is some of the good news.
Carl, are you there? Would you put your hands up by hitting one on your phone? Okay, I am going to open up your mic. I'm having a little difficulty here, so bear with me. It's open, and you're on.
Right. So part of the good news is that this year, for the first time, we're taking the concert outside of Atlanta. And we are going to be having promoting and staging the concert in West Palm Beach on the 20th of December. And that is a big and bold step for us because we're actually moving the production outside of our home base. And, you know, as I said earlier tonight, one of the areas in which we have fundraisers is in West Palm Beach. And Lorna Stanley is, in fact, as I also said earlier, lived in West Palm Beach for 19 years. So there's a big support for her in that area and her school. And so we're hoping to be able to leverage, you know, the support that Lorna has in West Palm Beach and the large Jamaican community in West Palm Beach and in South Florida generally to be able to support us on the 20th of December. And that concert is going to be held at the Royal Palm Beach Community High School, which is 10600 Okeechobee Boulevard, Royal Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And once again, it's going to be Carlene Davis as the featured performer. But this time, it's going to be Paul Blake who will be performing with her. And, of course, we have Sarge and the Pick of Them who will also be performing. And so we're very excited about this, that we're going to have two concerts this year. It took a while before Sarge really consented to move beyond the one concert because it's hard work. But what he didn't tell you earlier is that for those of us in the integrity community, we view him as a man who has missed his calling. You know, he's a medical doctor, but he really is far more talented, I think, as a comedian. And so we really enjoy his production. And, you know, you really get a bellyful of laugh when you see him perform.
May I make a comment here that I saw your production for the first time last year? And I was quite thrilled. And I think you're right. Sarge has missed his calling. and I would like to tell our listeners that if you have friends in the West Palm Beach area, you know, even if you didn't get a chance to write the address down, remember, you can always click on the link, any of your old links that you might have saved, and listen to it over and over again, because, you know, the show is archived and you can click on it and get the information at any time. So I'd also like to let you know that you should spread the word to friends that you have in that area. And would you like to tell us how much the tickets are? And I made a suggestion to you that perhaps we ask our listeners if they would like to, although you might not be in the area of West Palm Beach or Atlanta, but you can gift a ticket for a child or an adult. And, you know, I'm sure that there are people around, even in the Jamaica community or the Caribbean community or the American community or in any of these cities that we might want to expose to the concert who might not be able to afford it. So you'll be helping the organization at the same time by donating a ticket price. So would you tell them, please, what the ticket price is and where they would go to buy a ticket?
Well, that's the other good news, Margaret. This concert is really very inexpensive. The price is adults, $20, and children under 12, $10. Now, when you consider, you know, those prices, you realize, wow, this is really inexpensive. And the main purpose for us keeping the prices so low is that we want families to attend. So this is a concert which is really wholesome with a strong message. Typically, it has the you know, a story of the Jamaican experience and the Christmas story, and so it is nice, clean family fun, and so we encourage families to attend. And so, you know, we have kept the price really low. So adults 20 and children 10. And if you want to purchase a ticket, the easiest way is to do it online at our website, which is www.integritychildrensfund.org. And if you want to purchase a ticket or just make a donation to the organization, you can also do that at the website. And as Margaret is suggesting, if you want to purchase a ticket and donate it to someone else, that can also occur by just going to the website, and when you purchase a ticket, there's a text box there that you can fill in your instructions. So, or you could call us at 800-304-2862.
And so this is the person, let's say, may I make a suggestion? Let's say you have a niece, a relative, especially someone in school, or someone that you want to give a Christmas gift to. You could buy a ticket and then have the organization hold it for them at will call.
Correct. We can also do that. That is
right.
Very doable.
So that would gift to someone you know, a family, a friend, a teenager, you know, just someone, or someone you just want to expose to some fun and culture. They don't even have to be a Jamaican.
That's right. You are so correct. And we have had people who have done that before in the past. And they've purchased a ticket online with the instructions that it is to be held at will call for whoever they name. So once again, our two concerts, the first one in Atlanta, December 13th, and then December 20th in West Palm Beach.
And there's enough good news that I found very impressive, Carl, and that is the progress that has been made in the past year with the students at the school.
Yeah, and this is really, you know, this for us is really what we're here for. You know, at Lana's school, Operation Restoration Christian School, she has so many regional, anywhere between 60 to 100 illiterate teenagers at any one time that she's rehabilitating. And each year, those teenagers who have attained adequacy in their reading and numeric skills are allowed to sit the grade 9 achievement test, which occurs on about age 15. And those who are successful will then go on to regular high schools. And this year, Lorna had 13 of her children, 13 of her students who sat the grade 9 achievement test. And I'm happy to report that all 13 were successful in the grade 9 achievement test. And what is remarkable is that most of these children 3 years ago were unable to read and write, unable to read three-letter words.
I find
that is
so inspiring.
Is remarkable.
Really do.
Yes.
That's
yes,
phenomenal.
It is. And so, you know, so those of us here who labor to raise the funds and the folks who have been giving and supporting us over the years, you know, that is the kind of results that we are seeing. You know, when not just one life, but there are 13 lives, you know, changing and giving us hope, and they're able to take advantage of it. And here's what's also important. Six of those 13 are now going to Jamaica College. Now,
wow.
JCA is one of the prestigious schools in Jamaica. You know, it's you know, for them to pass the Jamaica College meant that they were very competitive in their results.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a little scrape through, you know, a small pass, as we always say, but they obviously did well to be able to earn a place into Jamaica College. So that's tremendous. So we're very proud of the accomplishments of those children, and that is really the fruits of the changed lives and what we want to do that right across Jamaica, so that there are many more 13 out of 13, you know, many more children who will sit the grade 9 achievement test who couldn't read 3 years ago and go on to finish high school and go to college and you know, and gain a career and escape the life of crime, drugs, premature parenting, and premature death.
And I just want to make a point that I'm sure is important. Within those 13, or even those that didn't make it, I am sure that their accomplishment is having an impact of the people around them, even the people that might not be in the school. So when people give and they hear about that sort of result, they know that it is stretching beyond even the success stories that we hear of. Because you take the one of the 13 or all 13, they have brothers and sisters and friends that might not yet be at the point that they are. So you can imagine how inspiring it is for them, for their parents, for their grandparents, if their grandparents are around and still on the planet.
Right.
So we're talking about a lot of joy and good feeling and feeling of well-being and self-esteem and all of that that is radiated from
right.
that one student, is my point. So think beyond your $10 or your $20. But I tell you, I'm getting so riled up about this news because we get so much bad news about Jamaica. And I want to just say to my listeners online and on the phone that, you know, a lot of times we get emails about things that are not so positive. And I look at one email the other day. It had 17,000 hits. And I'm saying, my God, I hope that some of the shows that we're putting on can be circulated. There's 17,000, I'm saying, perhaps Jamaicans that are watching these things and thinking it's funny or being appalled about it, but they're still moving it on to somebody else. You see what I mean, Carl?
Yeah.
And I want to encourage us to do more of the sending of the good stuff.
Right. I agree with you, Margaret. And, you know, you made a point about the impact that just one child can have on the community. In this particular instance, I spoke to Lorna Stanley, who came to Atlanta in September to support us in our annual walkathon here in Atlanta. And she shared with us at that walkathon that one of the area dons, and, you know, in these communities, you know, the communities are controlled by the don. And the don in the area came to her when he heard about the success of these 13 students to offer financial support to the students going into high school to have to pay their school fees and to purchase books and school uniforms for them. So it's impacting, you know, the dons in the area, and it's impacting the entire community. So it's not just one child's victory, it's a community's victory. And if we can change one child and we can change a community, and we'll eventually change the nation of Jamaica by educating our teenagers and educating our children.
Right. And I know that my listeners feel the same way. But, you know, a lot of times people give and they worry about how it's being spent. But when you give from your heart with the right intention, you know, there's just such a wonderful feeling that it gives you. So think about it from that point of view, and I just encourage you to give whatever you can, because as we say, one cocoa full basket.
You know, Margaret, you raise a very important point there. You know, this organization is called Integrity Children's Fund, and it was called that, you know, with a lot of purpose behind it. As I mentioned earlier, we are very conscious of the funds that we raise, that we are stewards of those funds, and that the funds are indeed spent for the purpose for which it was given. You know, we more than 80% of the funds that we spend goes towards supporting the children in Jamaica. You know, 84% or about 16% goes to underwriting the cost for events and fundraising efforts. And we have, like, you know, 1 or 2% administrative costs. But none of us, as I said, get paid. It's all voluntary. And if you go on our website, you'll see our financial statement. You'll see where the money goes. So we really, you know, we have nothing to hide. We're very much conscious. You know, people, you know, are sometimes reluctant to give because, you're giving to a Jamaican organization. What is the money, you know, where is it going to go? But we can say, we can stand on our name with our integrity, you know, as a Christian organization and say, you know, this money is being spent for the purpose for which it was given. Right now we pay salaries for teachers at these schools that we support because that's important. Without the teachers, there'd be no school. And so we want the schools to be able to attract and retain the best teachers. So we provide not Jamaican dollars, but U.S. dollars to the school on a monthly basis, which is used to pay those teachers. We'll also support infrastructure projects at the schools. About 4 years ago, after Hurricane Ivan, one of the schools could not reopen because they had no water. And as a result of which, we purchased and installed two 1,000-gallon water tanks at the school. And those water tanks now, you know, were there so that in a water shortage or in a hurricane situation, the school can remain open and functional. So we provide books for the students. And also, interesting that Lorna's school, those children receive breakfast and lunch, which is so important because a lot of them are coming from homes where there's so much poverty that they can't afford a basic breakfast. And because of that, they don't go to school. And they also are provided the school uniforms. So tremendous. I think the biggest, the biggest success stories to come out of Lorna's school was a young man by the name of Andre Aniki. And several years ago, at age 13, he was a gunman. He was a member of a gang in Western Kingston. And someone took him to Lorna and introduced him to the school. And Lorna took him in and started teaching him to read and write. He was simply an illiterate gunman. I met up with him 4 years later, age 17. He was still a student at the school. And I interviewed him. And in fact, if you search on YouTube for Integrity Children's Fund, you will see that 10-minute interview. And this is a young man who was eternally grateful to Lorna and to the school for rescuing him. And, you know, as he said, he gave up the guns for books. Mm. Now, the last information I heard about him, you know, he's probably now, early 20s. He's now an evangelist. He's now preaching the gospel. Because one of the things that happens at least at Lorna School is that it's a Christian school. So the kids not only learn to read and write, but they're hearing the gospel and they're giving their lives to the Lord Jesus. And so it's a complete transformation. And this happened to Andre. So he moved from being a gunman at 13 years old to now he's an evangelist, having learned to read and write. So, you know, that's a life that's changed. And there's even a Gleaner article that was written about him. So this is real. This is real. It's an amazing story. But we believe if we're successful, then we will see a change nation.
Amen. And I want to again commend you and your organization, you know, for holding for the love and the passion and giving back, you know, and that's what I encourage the listeners to do, and I encourage them to pass on messages like this and things like this, and let, you know, you can send a link from just send one of the promos that I send you, and anyone can link on anything, because all of the shows I've tried to just be supportive of what our goal is, which is to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. So I want to thank you both and to again thank your organization and commend you for what you're doing, and thank my listeners online and those that I can't talk to while I'm online, but they're listening online, because I'm not as techy as I should be, I guess. But I know you continue to listen online. And remember that if you miss the show or any of your friends miss the show at the hour it's on, they can always listen to it anytime, even while they're checking their emails or, you know, doing any kind of chore at the computer. So I want to thank you all for being there, here for me, and to support me and the whole concept of what the show is about. And it's always my pleasure to have on organizations that are giving back to Jamaica and share my love. I'm retired now, and I'm not planning to go back to Jamaica. You know, I'm in my retirement now. As most of my listeners know, you know, what I call myself, Carl, is a senior's senior, because in most cases I could mother everybody that has been on for so long, I mean, since I started. But, you know, lots of my listeners are loyal listeners. I see some of them on the board now. And I would like to know if they want to make a comment or interact with our guest speakers tonight, just raise your hand on the board. You know, this is a labrish, and that's what we're here doing. So just raise your hands. We just have a few minutes left. So if you just hit one on your telephone, I would know that you want to make a comment. I know who you are, but just hit one and let me know if you want to interact. Okay, I see a raised hand, so I'll open it up. This is Margaret in Backyard Labrish. Who do I have tonight?
This is Leigh Nunez from the Bronx. And
where? Bronx? What is the Bronx home of?
Well, the baseball season is over, Margaret.
Okay, so you're not
the Yankees
anymore.
Have won, and I might sound like a broken record.
Okay, all right.
But in place of that, I'd just like to also commend the two gentlemen that you have on tonight, and that they're doing great work. And keep up the good work, and hope that we can lend our support in other ways.
Thank you, Mr. Lay.
Mm-hmm.
From the Bronx, home of the Yankees. Anybody else want to say good night and to make a comment to our guest tonight? Well, I see. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for being here and sharing all this wonderful news. I want to encourage you to encourage your supporters to check in. And, you know, you can put a link about the show on your website. And we just want to keep circulating all these wonderful good news that are supportive and supports this celebration and enlightenment and preservation of Jamaica, land we love. So, Carl and Sarge, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just to say thank you. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience, and we certainly enjoyed being on. And you know, I agree with you. It's always wonderful to share the good news coming out of Jamaica, and we hope that your audience will continue to support us.
And just one other thing I'd like to say is maybe you gentlemen could move your venue up north a little bit to New York the next time. Or is it too cold up here?
Well, I was just about to say, as soon as you have a warm Christmas.
Very good.
No, not at all. In fact, the Jamaican population in New York is a significant one, and one that's probably been leading the rest of the states here in the U.S. in terms of sending stuff back home. So there's an idea that we may actually give some thought to.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, Brooklyn College is always welcoming to they sometimes they have the Jamaica dances, you know, that dance troupe over and other things from Jamaica. So you might look into that.
So here's the seed, Sarge, and Carl, you know, you never know out of this show just by having this that suggestion and the intention. Who knows? Perhaps by next year it might just materialize.
Well, what this is what I would say is that we, in fact, are going to be having our first walkathon in New York in May of next year. And so we are going to be in New York. So stay tuned to our website.
Yeah.
Yes, and we will come back on your program, Margaret, and talk about that.
Amen.
So we're definitely going to be doing
a
fundraiser.
Yes,
definitely.
So I want to thank everybody, and thank you, my loyal listener from the Bronx. Anybody else want to jump in the labyrinth? We just have a few more minutes. You can raise your hands, and as usual, I have to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish. I get so involved in the Labrish that I just take it for granted. People know what we're all about. But you can also check out our website at www.backyardlabrish.com. And we just appreciate you and thank you for being here. And thank you, gentlemen, so much. And you know I'm going to be there because I'm one of Sarge's biggest fan.
And one more thing, Sarge. Was it you that mentioned cassava peas?
Yes.
Listen, I got lost in that area about a year ago, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But now I know that it exists on the map, and, you know, maybe the next time I go there, I will not get lost.
Yeah, not necessarily a place you want to get lost in.
No.
But the reality is, you know, I am who I am and where I am because I had parents who poured in support, resources. My mother told me I was the best thing since sliced bread. And for some of these kids in the communities that we speak of, I mean, that's what they need, just a little esteem. Carl mentioned it, you know, it moves some of these kids all the way to JC. And if you're not a Jamaica college supporter, you just pray that they go to some other school. But the bottom line is that with a little support and a little bit of just some energy that says, you know, you are somebody, pick me too, and you can achieve. We can accomplish much.
Amen.
But thank you so much, Margaret.
Beg your pardon?
Thank you very much. This has been good.
Okay. Well, you're most welcome. It's my pleasure. And I look forward to having you back again. All right? And you spread the word about Backyard Labrish, too. And I will continue to support you.
Right,
you have my 110 support.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And good night for the listeners. And look out for another Labrish next week at 8 o'clock. We'll be here in the backyard. So I hope you've enjoyed it. And again, make it a great week. This is Margaret signing out. Good night.
Good night.